and welcome to From the Haunted Closet. I'm your host, Anna.
Hi, Anna. I'm your co-host, Jamie. Dude, shut up. I cannot hear you.
Really?
Okay, now I can. Were you saying anything?
No.
Oh my god, shut up. Why did
you say anything? I don't know. We're out of the like of our flow. We're out of our flow this week.
That was really funny.
It's been 2 weeks since we've recorded together.
Can you leave that shut up part in there when you didn't say anything?
Yeah, I'm going to. That's so bad.
That's a really long pause.
Just quiet. Like, what the fuck? It's been crazy. It's been holidays. Just 2 weeks. Okay, yeah, like 2 weeks recording by myself. It was like so uncomfortable. Like just so unnatural. Oh my god, it was rough.
It was 2 weeks.
Yeah, I did the ghost stories, the creepy Christmas ghost stories episode, and then I did the Madeline Island mysteries, the Hidden Village,
the fairies.
Yeah, I did the fairy village.
I have not seen them yet.
You haven't listened to them yet?
I haven't listened to them, but I also haven't seen the villages. I've been to Madeline Island.
Oh, yeah, I've been to Madeline Island a few times. Not, like, in my adult life, but as a child, we would take field trips there a lot.
Mm-hmm. I know. I went to school with you.
No, like, not in elementary school.
Oh. Pretty sure I went on a field trip there. Ooh, do you want to tell something weird that happened to you this week?
Something happened to me?
Yeah. Something spooky?
I thought you were, like, hinting, like, you're going to tell, like, what happened to you? Like,
I was going to tell the envelope thing.
Like, what the fuck happened to me?
I thought that's what you wanted to do was start out the
podcast. No, I do, but, like, I thought you had an idea of something for me to say in mind, and I was, like, really confused. I'm like, what happened to me? Like, what was my story?
Are you okay?
I don't know. Dude, it's been a week. Like, it's been a day. It's just been a lot. Like, there not really like anything in particular has happened. It's just raining. I think it's like the post Christmas New Year, like
families.
Getting back into this like school routine in the morning and everything is just it hit me hard.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Being with my family can be a lot sometimes.
Families are like that. Like, I mean, I love my family, but yeah. They can also be so draining sometimes. I mean, everyone can be. Like, there are definitely times where, like, I'm so introverted. I just want to be alone and I want to recharge. But
so, do you have something creepy that happened?
Not really. I feel like I did. But I should take notes on my week. So, like, when it comes to, like, something creepy, I can be like, here's what happened. You're not going to believe it.
Creepy things just happen too infrequently.
Sometimes. I feel like they happen, like, all at once. Or, like...
Right. Like, this happened.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I can't think of anything like super creepy that's happened to me. Like nothing. Like I don't even have any like new like life updates. Just lame.
Fun, exciting, good stuff.
Good stuff. Anyway, tell about your envelope story.
My envelope. I got. Well, I haven't opened it yet, but I have gotten a letter in the mail today. My roommate sent me a picture of it, and it's just this really pretty hand printing, and it's. From San Diego, California, but it has no name on it.
Spooky.
So it's very ominous.
Like, it weirds me out when people don't put, like, a return address. It's like how...
There's an address, but there's no name.
Oh.
Yeah.
I suppose that's how you knew it was, where it was from. Because you told me it was from, like,
California. Context clues.
Right? Like, duh. Yeah, that's weird. Like, why wouldn't they put a name?
So, depending on what's in the envelope, maybe I'll let you know next week if it's...
Right. It's just going to be a dud.
Right.
Like, Or like it could be like anthrax.
Ooh, that's spooky.
Like that, that would be like, I honestly don't know anything about anthrax, like, other than like it gets sent in the mail. It's poison.
Yeah, don't lick your envelopes. Oh. I forgot the story about it, but.
Yeah, I don't know. That was more like a 90s thing, I feel like.
Was that the Going Postal?
Where no, that came from? Going Postal was like people, I can't remember. I feel like it was like the 80s. And it was postal workers like getting laid off or something. I don't know. But they were like getting really angry and like shooting people.
Oh, so I'm excited to take this quiz.
Oh, yeah. So
tell me about it.
All right. Our topic tonight is like ghost quizzes or ghost tests. Do you want to guess like what that could entail?
I think I have some idea. I think you mentioned a little bit about it. Seeing how susceptible you are to, I don't know, I guess experiencing something paranormal.
Yes. So I'm so excited to like, because I've done these before. I either knew about them prior or like as I was looking them up, it's like, well, I'm not going to be able to go into it blind, so it's not going to be as authentic, but like, you get it. Yeah. Like I still, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to talk about my results. Because like, there's one that's like really creepy and like I couldn't find information on my result.
Oh.
So.
Is this like one of those quizzes you would take, you'd get fined on, I don't know, Facebook or something?
No. So here, let's just get into it because like I don't know how to like.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
So the first one we're going to talk about is called the Ray Contest.
Say it one more time for me.
Ray Contest.
R-A-Y.
R-E-I-K. Well, I saw it spelled R-E-I-K-A-N and R-E-I-K-O-N. But I feel like it's R-E-I-K-A-N is like the proper way to spell it.
Reikon.
It's Reikon in Shinto and Japanese Buddhism is the equivalent of like a soul or a spirit in Western culture.
Okay,
cool. And according to this then, every person has a Reikon. A Reikon is also a person's ability to sense the supernatural. If someone's Reikon is strong, that person may have the ability to see ghosts. If it is weak, you may not be able to see ghosts or supernatural events. Or you might be able to see some and not others. It just really depends.
So where I'm seeing how strong my soul is?
So, Reikon means, like, like your soul, but it also is, like, kind of a sixth sense. Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's like seeing ghosts, kind of.
Okay.
Do you want to take any guesses before you start if you have a strong or a weak Reikon?
I don't feel like it's super strong. I feel like when I was little, it was.
Yeah, I feel like that's kind of like the consensus is like children are like, you know, closer to the past lives and like not as like restricted to the rules of our world. So that I've seen a lot of like people theorize that children are more susceptible.
Are you going to wait and tell me your results after or are you going to tell me?
Yeah, I'm going to wait. I think it's going to work a lot better if you just go into a blind.
Okay, blind completely. Okay.
So I'm going to read the steps and I'm going to leave pauses because I want you to really be able to like visualize and do this to the fullest. Okay.
Okay.
So first find a quiet spot and close your eyes.
I'm already doing that.
I want you to really relax.
Okay. I don't know if I can do that.
Well, try your best.
Let me get on the floor.
And then I want to leave this open for our listeners to kind of do this along with you too.
Yes.
Okay. Imagine your childhood home. What do you hear? What do you see? What do you smell? What do you taste? And what do you feel?
Visualize it the best that you can. If you've had more than one child at home, just think of the one that means the most to you. Imagine the front door as accurately as possible. Once you've done that, open the door and walk inside. Now I want you to open every window in the house, slowly going from one room to another. And I'm going to give you a few seconds here to do that. Once you've successfully opened all the windows, proceed to close them in the opposite order of which you opened them. Then finally, leave the house and it's all over. You can open your eyes again. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So, did you happen to see anyone in the halls or rooms while you were imagining your house?
No.
Did you see any family pets or anything?
No.
Okay.
And I did have a dog.
So, if you had, then you, there's a higher chance of you being able to see ghosts. The more attuned to seeing ghosts you are, the more people you see in your house. If you didn't see anyone, which is the case for you, it's unlikely you have any ability to see ghosts at all. Like
no ability?
You have a very low raycon. If you saw a family member or pets, there's a good chance that you have the ability to see ghosts. However, if your family or pets look how they do now, then your ability isn't very high. If they look strange, there's a chance that you're in danger. Mm. If you saw any strangers, you have a strong raycon and will likely experience many supernatural events after this. But who was in the house? If it wasn't a friend or someone you knew, this could mean trouble. If you happen across a person in real life, chances are very high that they're already a ghost.
That they're already a ghost?
Mm-hmm. So pretty much if you see family members, you have like a medium raycon. And if you see strangers, then like you are very susceptible to the supernatural. So this is where my test gets kind of weird. I was able to see and hear my childhood dog.
Mm-hmm.
But before I even entered the house, out of like the apple orchard next to my parents' house came this like monster that looked like demon-esque. It was all black with like these great big horns and really long thin appendages, and it just got really close to me.
Does that mean
I like tried to like ignore it, like try to like not imagine it?
Uh-huh.
But it was like still there. And when I went into the house, I saw it peering through the door my parents had when I was a kid. Had three windows in it. And I could see it on the other side, like right next to the glass, like fogging up the glass watching me.
Oh my God. So you're in danger.
So, but when I went through again and was done, it wasn't there. So I assume that qualifies as like a stranger looking weird, but also like there was nothing specifically like if you saw a demon or something.
But it was weird.
It was super weird.
I think you're in danger.
Like it, like very like unsettling, and like I didn't feel in danger like while I was doing it, but
you put
it
after did, reading it, that,
it did feel like creepy. Like I literally could not imagine it there. If that makes sense.
Yeah. Once you saw it.
But I didn't actually see any people. Like, I saw my dog and I saw that thing, but I didn't see any people at all.
So you're susceptible?
I guess. I don't know. Like, it literally creeps me out so bad. I have, like, goosebumps. I'm, like, shaking.
Maybe you're not necessarily in danger, but maybe there is, like, something reaching you.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It was really creepy. Like,
yeah. No, I'm getting, like, weird vibes.
But I was like, I need to tell somebody about this.
Now you're telling everybody about
this. Now I'm telling everybody about it, right? I'm like, well, I knew I wanted to do it on the show, and I didn't want to, like, spoil it. Right. So I was like, I'll just keep this to myself. So I did that probably, like, a month and a half ago already.
Have you had any weird experiences? You haven't had any weird experiences since then?
No, not really. Although maybe that's, like, my anxiety, like, my, like, the embodiment of my anxiety, like, in my childhood home.
So doing the quiz starting out, it felt like a guided meditation.
Yeah, I get that. Like, I feel like it was the same when I did it. But, like, you see how, like, it's the kind of thing you can only really do once.
Yeah. Definitely. I'd experience it again if I could, but I never can, so.
Right. I have a list of a few more tests, if you'd like to do them.
I would. I miss my dog, but yes, I do.
What? Like your childhood dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I know. I was like, well, I'm the kind of person. Have you heard about how people visualize things differently? So, like, some people can visualize, like, a picture-perfect apple, and some people can't visualize anything.
Yeah, I'm one of those people.
Which one?
Like, you can't visualize anything.
Okay, see, I'm the opposite. Like, I can visualize picture-perfect. Like, it looks like an apple. Like, if you say picture purple apple, like, I see it like a photograph.
That's so cool. That would be fun to have.
But, like, I can, like, picture my dog, like, acting the way he acted when I was a kid. Anyway, back to our tests.
Okay, I'm ready. How many is there?
A few.
Okay.
We can either go through all of them or just do it until we hit our time.
Let's do it.
We can always do a part two at some point too, you know?
That's true.
We're gonna do it's called the pinky test. Check the length of your pinky and ring finger on your left hand. If your pinky is longer than the first joint of your ring finger, you can see ghosts. If not, you can't. The longer the pinky finger is, the stronger your ability to see ghosts is.
So how far above? It has to be above the finger or the knuckle?
It has to be above your first joint, like your first knuckle.
Yeah, it is.
I wonder if it means first joint from, like, the top or first joint from the bottom? I would assume from the bottom, right?
I don't know. Is it past the top? Because mine's past the top.
Really? Mine's not past the top. Mine is, like, just below it. Just below the top one.
All right, we're getting mixed results now.
Right? Now I'm confused. What did you eat for dinner last night?
I can't even remember if I ate dinner.
Try to picture it. Pick something. What you had for breakfast? I don't know. Just picture it.
I remember what I had the other day.
Picture it. If you pictured it, like, in third person on the plate in front of you, you have, like, a low Raycon. If you picture it, like, see yourself eating it in third person, then you have a very strong Raycon.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the first one we did is the most, like, the longest, most intense one.
Yeah, I like that one.
The rest of these are pretty.
So, we just talked about how I can't visualize things, so I didn't visualize either. I just kind of am thinking about
what I ate. You heard from the start.
I was right. I cannot see ghosts. Honestly, it's probably for the best.
Yeah, right. Like, I wouldn't want to, like, see full-on apparitions. Like, like, my haunted house story from which episode was that? Third, maybe, when we talked about types of hauntings and stuff. You know, anything beyond that is more than I think I could handle. Like, I didn't see any, like, full-on apparitions or anything like that, and, like, I'm okay with that.
I feel like hearing knocking would be scary, though. That's kind of, that's an auditory,
like an auditory hallucination.
Maybe. But, like, no, your husband both heard it, so not a hallucination, but a, what was the term you used for ghosts? Apparition.
Yeah, well, okay, like, when I say apparition, I mean, like, a full, like, embodiment, either, like, seeing mist or seeing, like, the outline of a person, or, like, just, like, looking at a person, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And with the knocking on the door, for anyone who hasn't listened to the episode, what happened was I lived in this house, and I would hear knocking a lot on the doors in my bedroom, and it would either be my bedroom door when it was closed, or my closet door. Which was just off to the side of the bed. And the thing was, I would hear three knocks, and that was it. But the thing that was really unsettling to me was that I could physically see the door shake when I would hear those knocks. And I forgot to mention in that episode, but that's actually why I named this From the Haunted Closet, because that closet was fucking haunted.
Was it your true origin story?
That was my, right? Like, it had a lock on the inside of the closet.
Oh, God.
Like, fucking why would you need a lock on the inside of the closet?
Maybe they just installed it wrong. Let's hope for that.
Why would you want a lock on the outside of the closet, then? Besides, it was one of those, like, little hook locks. It wasn't, like, from the doorknob. Like, it wasn't one of those ones that, like, at the top of the door you, like, hook closed.
Maybe just like a panic room.
Oh, maybe. That's true. But like,
not that makes it any better, but.
Right. Ugh, I don't know. It's creepy.
That is so creepy. Unsettling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you wanted to stay there.
Honestly, like, well, moving is such a pain in the ass.
I know.
Like, it's not even, like, that I liked that house, because, like, that house was, like, kind of run down and sketchy. It was just convenient.
Right.
And, you know, I had a little kid. And then I was pregnant with my second when we ended up having to move out.
Mm-hmm.
It was just, it was hard. Like, moving with kids is hard. Like, it fucking sucks.
It's hard.
Right. But our next test is the, Kitsune test.
Let's do it. The what test?
I think it's pronounced Kitsune. It's Kitsune.
All right.
Make the shape of a kitsune with your hand, which is hold your two middle fingers against your thumb while your index finger and pinky remain in the air.
What about your ring fingers?
They touch your thumb. So your two middle fingers.
Okay.
And
your fingers?
You have your two middle fingers touch your thumb and have your pointer finger and pinky finger in the air.
And ring finger also on your thumb.
Yes. So it looks kind of like a fox.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now try to press your index finger and pinky finger together while maintaining that your thumb and your two fingers together.
Ooh, okay.
If you can do it, you can see ghosts. And if you can't, you can't.
You can't. You can't.
I can't. You can't. You can't.
I can't. Can you?
Yeah, I can.
You can see ghosts, Anna.
I can. Well, I can't with my right hand. My left hand is like close, but I can't.
I can do it on her knee.
Ooh, but no. If I like squish my fingers together a certain way. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
No, like I can pretty easily on my right hand.
Anna, you need to become check into your clairvoyancy.
Okay. Like, in psychology class in high school,
mm-hmm.
we had to, have you seen those cards that are like five different shapes on them? And you are supposed to be able to, like, if you're psychic, you're supposed to be able to like guess which shape is on which one.
No, I don't remember seeing those.
You've never seen those before?
No.
I can't remember what they are called, but we had those in my psychology class. And we had on to
Instagram. Quick, put them on the Instagram.
Yeah, I'll find a picture and put it on the Instagram. My teacher brought those out and he was like, it doesn't matter how you want, if you have to touch the card or what, I just want you to try and visualize and guess. And then we talked about like the probability and percentage, like we like is average. And then mine was like almost half the time I got it correct.
Almost half the time?
Yeah.
And that's more than average? Yeah,
because like average just guessing is like, I want to say like five, like, well, I don't know. I could do the math, but I remember it was like small.
My little cousin, he's 14. He likes to play this game with cards where he asks you to guess what card it is, and he can get it right most of the time.
Like, some people are just, like, good at that. Like, I don't think, like, I'm psychic or anything. Like, I don't know. Maybe I was just good at guessing. But, I just made me think of it.
We'll go with that.
Right. But, anyway, at the end of the class, he was like, you should get that checked out. I'm like, absolutely not.
You're afraid of your own power.
LOL.
I'm curious. I want to know.
When I was a kid, I was like, I'm psychic.
You like, probably are.
When I was like in elementary school, I'm like, I have a superpower. Yeah, I'm psychic. My dreams come true.
We have way more than five senses, actually, by the way. But
what?
Like, have you ever heard somebody heard that before?
No.
Like, so we have five senses, but there's also like...
Oh, five sentences. I thought you said sentences.
What are you talking about? Like, you have a sixth sense, but I don't know. I can't think of, but like, sense of direction.
Yeah, no, you have the kinesthetic and balance. Kinesthetic is knowing where your limbs are without having to be able to see them. Like, you can just feel where they are. And then balance is self-explanatory. Like, you're able to, you know.
Odor.
Yeah. Like, you have a sense of up and down.
I feel like there's other ones, too, but I can't think of them right now.
Yeah. I mean, those are, like, the ones I learned about in, like, high school.
Yeah.
I know it's, like, debated. Because I think it's because you don't, like, use those senses to take in external stimuli.
Yeah.
But whereas the five senses you learned about when you're a kid, like, you do. The clasp test. Clasp your hands together. The index finger from which hand is on top, left or right?
Left.
If the index finger from your left hand is on top, that means you have the ability to see ghosts.
See, these hand ones are telling me I can see ghosts. Nope, not the pinky one. But
the other ones are. Right? It's like, maybe you have some ability, just like, you know.
So far it's two I do, three I don't. Something like that.
All right, now try it again. This time deliberately putting the other hand on top.
Okay.
Does it feel strange?
Yeah.
This is because this action is controlled by either the left or right side of your brain. If your left hand ends up on top, that means you work predominantly with the right side of your brain. People who work with the right side of their brain are said to be dreamers, artistic folks who can see that which isn't really there.
Do you do the left hand?
Yes. I had to do it really quick. I'm like, oh shit, do I? Yes, I do. I do it with the left hand on top.
What if you put your fingers together?
Yeah, you lace...
Oh,
place them and whichever thumb is like on top.
Huh. Okay.
Well, how did you do it?
I like how you clap.
Sorry, I should have been more specific.
No, it's okay. It worked. You said clasp, so really.
Yeah. I feel like neither of them like feel wrong though.
Left or right?
Like just randomly doing either way because neither one feels really right or wrong.
So you're using both sides of your brain. Like, okay, so my right hand, it doesn't feel super weird when I'll just send you pictures the way I did it. You really don't think you see ghosts or are psychic?
No, not really. I don't really believe in that kind of stuff.
I'm starting to wonder. You don't believe in that stuff?
Like, not really. I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't.
Right.
I think it's just one of those things where it's, like, healthy to be skeptic of it, you know?
Yeah, really, it's just a healthy skepticism, like you just said.
Well, for real.
I don't know.
Yeah, like, I'm such a science-y kind of, like, person. Like, if there is, like, scientific evidence of, like, yes, this is real, and then, yeah, I'm going to, like, believe it. But, like, it's so hard for me to just, like, believe something that doesn't have scientific facts backing it.
You don't ever just feel like there's been too many coincidences?
I don't really see them as coincidences, though.
Okay.
Does that, you know what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
I guess.
You're like, no.
You're like, there's definitely like a reason why everything happened. I'm like you. I'm like, I really just don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't like, I'm not like gonna like shit on someone who does believe in that, you know, like I understand.
Oh yeah.
Like I definitely understand, like
there's a lot of questions out there.
Yeah. I mean, there's too many like supernatural kind of stuff for like at least a few of them to not be true anyway. In my opinion. Like statistically speaking, like, you know. I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's, like, fucking Mothman. Maybe it's ghosts. Maybe it's both. I don't know. What?
We said I was just talking to somebody about Mothman. Like, Mothman. The other day. See, you're psychic.
I knew.
There's a Mothman museum.
For real?
Yeah.
Where?
In a state.
Somewhere in the U.S. I don't know.
I drove through it this weekend, but...
Really? See, I checked that out. I went to the Bigfoot Museum in Colorado. In Bailey, Colorado.
Yeah, I guess you'll have to do Mothman next.
Right? I would, too. We should do an episode on Bigfoot, Sasquatch.
Mothman. Is Bigfoot and Sasquatch not the same person?
So it depends on who you ask. Bigfoot, Sasquatch, Yeti, are they all the same? Are they all different?
We'll talk about it next time.
We'll have to talk about it next week.
Yeah.
There you go. A new topic. That's like how most of the topics are. Like some of them I have like listed out like, okay, I know exactly what I want to talk about. And other times it's like, you know what? This just seems good. Yeah. We'll just do this.
I'm looking forward to reading your ghost stories.
No, listening to them, you mean?
Yeah. I want to read one too.
I've never been good at reading out loud. And even when I like, I read the stories before I read them out loud, and it still just does not sound very great. Like, I have like such a flat tone naturally when I read. That was a rough one.
The skill to bring a story to, I don't know. Lively like that. I was trying to read
hard.
Peppa Pig to the little girl I babysat today. And I was trying to do different voices, but I was trying to do pig voices too with a British accent. The little girl
did not do accent in my life.
She thought it was funny.
I read, there's a book my daughter likes, my youngest. She's 3. She likes this book called Please Mr. Panda. And I do these ridiculous voices for all of the different animals and stuff. Okay. But she's obsessed with it. We read it every night before bed.
I love it. You can read that to us next week? Just like you do?
Just like I do. L-O-L-O-O. Maybe I'll do like a YouTube video or something.
Reading to your kids?
Yeah, just, you know, like how people have do her film YouTube videos of reading books.
Yeah, have her film you so you can see, like, I don't know, her perspective.
Right. She, like, half the time she's, like, she'll either, like, be belting out the words with it because we literally read this book every night, or she'll be, like, off playing, like, doing something. I'm like, are you listening? She's like, yeah.
I can hear you. I know what's happening.
She's like in the Barbie house, like no, you're not. No, I know you only know what's going on because we've heard this a million times.
Yeah. Ready for the next quiz?
That was actually all of them.
Oh, cool. We did it.
Yeah, we like went through them.
That's awesome.
I'm sure there's more, but that was like, I only did them on one site, koabana.net. Then I used the Raycon Wikipedia. I did the Raycon Wikipedia page for some of the information on that. And then I also listened to the Let's Get Haunted podcast episode 80, Paranormal Games to Play in the Dark Part 1. Like, I didn't realize how, like, awkward our conversation sounds until I started editing these podcasts. Because, like, they sound so naturally, like, just how we talk sometimes. And then it's like, I'll be editing it and I'll be like, oh God.
Oh God.
Like, I think the common denominator between me and like every time I have a conversation with somebody, like they're always like awkward. And I think it's just because it's me.
I'm very awkward too, Anna.
Like, it's.
I think it's our charm.
It's our charm. Like, that should be like our slogan or something. Like, you want to hear two very awkward women talk about some paranormal creepy stuff. Like, that's us. Sometimes we even form a whole coherent thought.
Sometimes.
Once in a while.
Yeah. Dude, I think I have sand in my ear.
What the fuck?
I don't even know how it would have got there.
Another thing I wanted to talk to you about is, like, we need to swear more.
We need to swear more?
I have us listed as, like, explicit content, and, like, we're, like, wasting it. Like, we don't even say fuck, like, one time per episode.
Do we ever swear?
Like, once in a while.
Well, it's fuck.
It's usually me.
All right.
I hope you enjoyed this episode. Check us out on Instagram, From the Haunted Closet. If you have any personal stories or hauntings or anything you want to share with us, either DM us on Instagram or email us at fromthehauntedcloset@gmail.com. Thanks for listening this episode. Contact us with your results. Like, comment on our Instagram. Let us know what your results were for the test, because I'm super interested, especially the first rig contest we did.
I had a good time.
Me too.
Well, Anna, until next time.
Yeah. See you next time. Don't let my creepy anxiety demon from my childhood home haunt your dreams like he probably will mine.
I had a dream of a guy with a wooden leg. Did I tell you about that?
Yeah.
One stilt of a leg.
Like, okay, bye. And you're okay. Like, I had a dream once.
This just happened last night. Okay.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.